Shalom sweetest friends, the Shishibis Fajr Suswami Rashikhiu, Suskaya Khavigwas Michal Dispasya, Sashachala Israel, Tinok Benister Michal, Sashachala Israel. We're going to be learning the parish of Yosef and his brothers. Hanukkah, Leah Rachel, Mishkan Mikdash. Based on a Shal Shittis Drasha of the Rabbi Zitzal, Parashas Vayeshev in the year 1929, which was recorded by Rav Kamen Frankel and reworked by Morib Rabbi Rav Adari. Amar Rav Zitzal, Rav Diber Vidish, Turgam Livrit. Parashiyot Yosef ve'achav mezdamnot bimei Chanukah v'samuch lehem v'chein v'mesechet Shabbat, nizdaru shtei memrot shel Rav Kahana, על דרשותיו של רב נתן בר מניומי משמי דרב תנחום, על נר חנוכה שניחה למעלה מכף אמה, ועל פסוק והבור ריק אין בו מים, אבל נחשים ועקרבים יש בו. הקשר בין שני עניינים הללו, מכירת יוסף ומהות חנוכה יוספר להלן. את מחלוקת בין יוסף לאחיו יש להבין לא כקנאה ושנאה, אלא כמחלוקת בין שתי שיטות. So first of all, we're going to explain the Ma'amar and the Gemara that everyone talks about. Yeah, Hanukkah that's higher than 20 amos, it's no good. And the borek ain't bo mayim, mayim ain't bo, but it has snakes and scorpions. And Mechiras Yosef, Hanukkah, we'll get to that. The machlokas between Yosef and his brothers, we can understand not as hatred or jealousy, but rather as a machlokas between an ideological argument. Lomat Yosef, or maybe Kar Yehuda, who asher meitzia lemochol, לכן מורידים אותו מגדולתו. So if Yosef against Yehuda, Yehuda is the one who says to sell him. וירד יהודה מעת אחיו, he went down from his brothers. והוא המשכנע את יעקב להסכים לרעידת בנימין. And he's the one, Yaakov, Yehuda, who convinces Yaakov to agree that Benjamin should go down to Mitzrayim. רוח הנלא, it says in Sefer Rus, דל יר א', בנו שתיהם את בית ישראל. ויקר told us of רוחל is Yosef. והיא כאשר ילדה רחל את יוסף, ויאמר יעקב אל לבן, שלחני, it's time to let me go. Rachel gave birth. So when Rachel gave birth, Yaakov said to Laban, it's time to let me go. Chazal say that there was a tradition that Esav only falls in the hands of the children of Rachel. So now we can meet Esav again. And once nolad Yosef, nolad stanosha l'Esav. So Esav's archenemy is born now. Yosef is the one who can counter Esav. The Iker told us of Leah's Yehuda, Hapam Odeet Hashem. That's a special thanks. So the Iker told us of Rachel as Yosef, and the Iker told us of Leah's Yehuda. Hamatzavi Diali, the ideal is when they're together, Ephraim is together with Yehuda, as we find in the Navi Yecheskel, Asid Lavo, Kach Lecha Etz Echad, Uktov Alav Yehuda, Udvnei Yisrael Chaverav, Lekach Etz Echad, Uktov Alav Yosef, Etz Ephraim, Uchopet Yisrael Chaverav, ועשיתם אותם לגוי אחד בארץ, וישלטון, כתוב בזוהר, לאילה ולתתה, ומלך אחד יהיה לכולם למלך. So beautiful idea, taking one piece of wood, writing on it Yehuda, the other Yosef, putting them together, and they're one nation, one king. That's the idea that we have unity in Klal Yisrael. Zohar, it says, and they will rule above and below when we have this unity. Vinatati, it says in the Pasuk, there in Yechezkel, Mikdashi betocham leolam, v'ya mishkeni alayam. Mikdash nevna v'chelko shel Yehuda, v'hamishkan v'chelko shel Yosef. Aval ad li'idan shemusagi ha-mikdash v'hamishkan yitachadu, mitmashechet hi ha-machloket ben Yehuda li'Yosef. So, I'm going to put my Mikdash among them forever, and my Mishkan will be on them. So, we have in the pasuk the Mikdash and the Mishkan. The Mikdash is in the Chelek of Yehuda. The Mishkan is in the portion of Yosef. So in the meantime, there's going to be a machlokas between Yehuda and Yosef, which is a hemshech of the machlokas between Rachel and Leah. Yisoda shel machlokas shepilgat ha-shvatim. What's the yisoda machlokas? What's koveh kedushas Yisrael ba'olam? The sheet of Yosef was שעידי פתיחות כלפי גויים, עידי הגברת הזיקה כלפיהם, ניתן יהיה ללמדם את אמונת השם. אפרים בעמים הוא יתבולל את הזנתו כבושה. והוא שאמר יוסף, סמני אלוקים לאדון לכל מצרים. שיכול גם להתפרש במובן שמתי את האלוקים אדון לכל מצרים. ראי בשם ישמור ויגש עמודרי שעין ג' בשם הרב ישראל מריז'ין ובבית ישראל בפרשת ויגש בעמוד 326. ולעומת זאת שיטתו של יהודה היא שקדושת ישראל צריכה להיות נפרדת מן הגויים. So the machlokes is, do we relate to the goyim or not? Ephraim, it says in the pasuk, Ephraim will mix in with the nations. Pasuk in Hosea 7:8. Yosef said, God made me master over Mitzrayim. We can also learn pshat in the pasuk that I made God master over Mitzrayim. Samani, that I put Elohim, God, la'adam l'chol Mitzrayim. I made God the master of all of Mitzrayim. That was what Yosef did. So Yosef wanted to bring God to the Gentiles. Yosef was more the Chabadnik. You know, he was trying to be Makari of everybody. Even the outsiders. And Yehuda said, no. That in Amda Vadad Yishkon, you're not supposed to mix in with the Goyim. Bnei Yaakov, bereshito shel Yehuda, ro'a tozot kishito shel Ephraim, shel Yeravam. המעמיד הגלים ומסכן את קיומו הלאומי של עם ישראל. ובני יעקב, they saw, with Yehuda at their head, the outcome of the approach of Ephraim, from whom was descended Yehovam, who was מעמיד הגלים, Yavod Zara, he endangered the national existence of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they looked for ways to קדם את פני הסכנה. Shimon v'Levi achei dina, they were Moser Nefesh al Kedushas Yisrael, and they fought against the Hezbollahs of the Jewish people of Ammon. They're the ones who said, Hinei Balach Halemus halazeh bo, atah l'chuvan al-geyu, here comes the Balach Halemus, let's kill him. V'uven l'umatam patach v'hatzala t'chila. V'chei nimnu arei ha-meklat v'hatzala shebenachlato t'chila. So, Shimon and Levi were the first ones to be Moser Nefesh of the Kedushas Yisrael. They fought against the Ammon. They're the ones who said, here, the dreamer is coming. Let's go and kill him. As it says in Tanchuma, put out by Reb Shlomo Buber, by Yeshev, Parashat Yud Gimel. So, Reuven saved him. Since Reuven was Osek Batzelas Yosef, Memela, Yare Miklat were in his Nachala. Makots, Yudamud Aleph, Bereshit Rabbah Pei Daleth Tedvav. Yehuda Tainid, Mabetza Kinalogat Achino. What gain is there that we should kill our brother? Re'ai Deze Lotit Batel Ashita. It's not going to be Mavatel Ashit of Yosef to be involved with the Goyim, Ephraim Ba'amim Huit Bola, like we read from Hosea. So lo yazol. So let's sell him to the Yishmaelim, and na'amid et hashita b'mivchan. Let's test out his shita. Let's see what happens when he mixes up amongst the umos. Aval kivan shenemkar Yosef la'eved ve'amad lehitrachesh ha'shiyavud harishon ha'galut be'eretz olam yarad Yehuda l'achin et ha'goel et ha'malchut et oro shel Mashiach ben David. Abal achar Mashiach ben Yosef. So after Yosef was sold, and then the first shibud was starting, Beretz Lelahem, Yehuda went down to prepare the goel, Malchus, the light of Mashiach ben David, that comes after Mashiach ben Yosef. The difference between these two approaches of Yehuda and Yosef is expressed in an additional way when the Jewish people come to Eretz Yisrael. Ki lovatam ad achar alam ad ate alam menucha v'ala nachala. Chazal da'ashin menucha zo shilo. נחלה זו ירושלים, מנוחה מתרדות המלחמה והכיבוש, הייתה רק לשעתה בלי קביעות, והמשכן היה מטלטל עמהם במסעות, ולכן מנוחה זו שילה. לעומת זה, נחלה אין לה הפסק עולמית. המקדש קבוע למקום נצח, לכן נחלה זו ירושלים. So, this is expressed when they came to Eretz Israel. It says, you haven't come to the מנוחה מנחלה, חזל דרשן, Menucha is Shila, Menachal is Yerushalayim. Menucha is only temporary. They were resting from all these wars and things like that. And the Mishkan would be also traveling around. So that's temporary. Menucha is temporary. The Mishkan is temporary. Therefore, Menucha is Shila. Whereas the Mikdash is Kavua v'makom l'netzach. And therefore, Nachal, the true inheritance is Yerushalayim. Shiloh is the chelik of Yosef. Yerushalayim is the chelik of Yehuda, like we see in the Gemara Yulin Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amnam Matzinu Shem Mikdash Nikra Mishkan. Vashkachan Mishkan Yikrei Mikdash. Dahainu Shaita Bchinat Mikdash Ba Mishkan. Adam Adavar Amor Lagabe Yisur Bamot. Shereyad Lekatamad Akamat Mishkan Yiu Kol HaKorbanot Baim Bebamot. ומשהוקם המשכן נסרו הבמות למען בפסוק אשר יביאו בני ישראל את זבחיהם והביאו מהשם על פתח אור המועד תרגומו משכן זמנה, דהיינו קדושה זמנית גם נסרו הבמות באותה תקופה לעומת זאת משבאו בירושלים נסרו הבמות ולא היה להם עוד היתר So the Mikdash is called Mishkan Mishkan is called Mikdash We had a beautiful shiur about this a number of years ago So there's a bechin of mikdash in the Mishkan, and this is said legave the iser of bamos. That until the Mishkan, all the karbanos would come with bamos. People would make their own personal altars, and then after the Mishkan was established, bamos became asur so that they should bring their karbanos to the Mishkan. The Mishkan zimna pesach olamoid Mishkan zimna kedusha zmanis, and mishmishabal Yerushalayim. There was never again a heter for bamos. Didn't see menucha nachala. Difference in the Mishkan and the Mikdash between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, between Yosef and Yehuda, is expressed even in Dine Achilas Kachim. In Shiloh, you can Kachim Kala Nechalim B'chol Aroa. As far as the eye can see, you're allowed to have Kachim. Whereas that's Kedusha without Mechitzis. Wherever you can see Shiloh, you can eat Kachim Kala. Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Aleayin, Ayin Shiloh Ratzta Leinot Midavar Sheino Shelot Iskeh, V'tochal Kemlo Inea. In other words, Yehuda's Beis HaMikdash, the walls around Yerushalayim. That's where you can eat Kachim Kala. Yosef, there are no walls around Shiloh. As far as the eye can see, you can eat Kachim. Why? Because Yosef's Bechina was expansion. Because as far as the eye can see, there are no Mechitzas. But in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, they would have Kachim in the walls of the Mikdash. And then they would have no wall for Kachim Kala. They would have to be within the walls of Yerushalayim. So that's Kedusha Shemitztamtzemet B'toch Gvulot. Zo Shitat Yehuda. So again, this is an ideological difference. Are we expansive or are we more parochial? So these two Shitas are going to exist until the future. And then, Mechemes Gog U'Magog, there's going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, then Mashiach ben David, and they're going to bring the Geula. The Mesiavnim in Yehuda, the Riku Kavana, was to be pirates at the Chomot HaSkurot, שעל ירושלים בהר הבית ופרצו חומות מגדלי וידי זה לתמה את המקדש המיוחד לישראל הם שגזרו כתבו על קרן השור שאין לכם חלק באלוקי ישראל במטרה להביא את התפרדות ישראל בתרבות יוון ומכאן אף תרגום התורה ליוונית ומסיאבנים in Yehuda they wanted to be pirates they wanted to make a breach in the walls of ירושלים and הר הבית ופרצו חומות מגדלי And through that, to be Natame the Mikdash, that is special for the Jewish people. They were the ones who were guys there. Kisu al Karen Hashor, right on the horn of an ox, that you don't have a chelik in the God of Israel. They wanted to bring the assimilation. And that's why they were in Targum Torah Yevanis. Yosef was called the Shor. Chor Shoro Hadalo. Yaakov said, Ba'apam halgu ishu l'sanam ikhu Shor. So the Mesiavnim, wanted that the Jewish people should take Shitas Yosef and Ephraim to be more assimilated. But Keneged Kavanat Yosef, Lefiya Keren HaShor, Shor is the shofar HaTchiyah that's going to be Mevaser Gulas Yisrael. And through that, the Umas are going to come to us. Misyavnim wanted Faker, that we should mix in with them. And not that they should be Miskariv to us, but that we should mix into them and go down to their level, as Shalom, and adapt their customs, their culture, right on the Karen Asher on Yosef. In other words, we want to be like Yosef, mixing in, but Eimam Mochelik Beloke Yisrael. We don't have a portion of the God of Israel. Baroshar Nitzachon Alamet Yavnim Amdu Akoanim Yishevet Levi. Levi Avaya Rishon Shenelcham Bishchem Neged Pgiya Pgidushat Yisrael. Hu Rishon Shetnaged Lishitat Yosef Baal HaChalomot. תוך שבט לוי עצמו המקודש מכל שבטי ישראל לשירות בקודש, נבדלת משפחת הכהונה לקדושה ולעבודה. כדי לעקור את נגע ההתפוללות המתייבנת, כדי להתגבר על זיקה אפריימית לאומות העולם, צריך יהיה כוח מיוחד של קדושת ישראל. כל זה נשתמר במעגל הפנימי יותר פנימי, היותר משומר במשפחת הכהנים הגדולים. The head of the victory of the Messiavenim were the Kohanim Mishevet Levi. Levi was the first to withdraw him, who waged war against the in Shechem, against this pigia, against this impinging of the Kedushas Yisrael in Shechem. And he was against the sheet of Yosef Balech Halaymas, like we saw before, that when it says in the Pasuk, Hine Balech Halaymas al Zeba, Talachu ben Argeyu, that's Shimon and Levi. So he was fighting against the Sisbolos. And they wanted to uproot the Misyavnim, also the Shevet Kahuna, also were fighting against the Misyavnim in order to be overcome the connection of the Ephraim, to connection to the Umas Olam. So we needed a special koch of Kedushas Yisrael, and that we have in the Kohanim Gedolim. Rav Shani Tzachon, Melchemet HaMeatim Neged HaRabim, Haya Gadol Ubolet Knes Pach HaShemen, Nikba Mitzvat HaPirsum VaAdlaka, Zecher Ha'alat HaNerot VaMenorah, Ki Pach HaShemen Shemutzna VeTochum, וחתום בחותמו של כהן גדול, מבלי שחלו בלו ידי גויים, ומנו הדליקו את הנרות המעידים על השכינה השורה בישראל. הוא המבליט את ייחודם של ישראל מאומות העולם, את קדושתם המיוחדת בלי זיקת לגויים, את ניצחון שיטת יהודה על יוסף. So when we beat the Yavanim, and we have this Pach Hashem that remained, so that has the chosim of the kohen gadol. The goyim didn't touch it. So that shows that the Yehuda is right. That's the purity of Am Yisrael. Shevet Kuna, we're special, we're pure. No Zika LaGoyim, we saw before, Shevet Levi. No connection to the ways of the Goyim. And that's the victory of Shitas Yosef, Yehuda over Shitas Yosef. And that Derech is special to Yaakov. Avram Koro Hal, Yitzchak Koro Sadeh, Yaakov Koro Bayit. So Har, Avram Avinu called Har Bayit Sahar. Yitzchak called it a field, and Yaakov called it a house. It's Har and Sadar, Bechinas is Pashtus, of expansion, Hefker, whereas a house has walls, is Mitzumtzum. It's Mesuyim Begvuloysev, as we've discussed in the past, this beautiful idea. Ha'tkufat ha'atid lavo, Yishayahu is Misnabe, v'halchu amim rabim v'amru l'chu v'na'ale al ha'al Hashem, el beit elokei Yaakov, ki Yaakov shekro bayit, אם זה קים בית אלוקים, אפשר שיבוא עמות ותחבר אל הקדושה, יכירו ויבינו כי קדושת ישראל צריכה להיות נפרדת ומוקפת כבית. תוך עולם המתוקן בעתיד יהיה ניכר חלקם המיוחד של ישראל. ונודע בגויים זרם וצאצאים בתוך העמים, כל רועם יכירום כי הם זרע ברך השם. ואילו הזרים ובני הנכר יהפכו ויקרים וחורמים, ובבחינת עשיית המצוות של העובדה ושמרה. ואתם כהני כהני השם תיקראו, משרתי אלוקינו יאמר לכם. זאת אומרת, about the future, Yeshayahu HaNavi says, many nations are going to go and say, let's go out to the mountain of God, the house of the God of Jacob. Like Yaakov who called it a house, Ein Zikin Beis Eloikin. When the Umos come to Mishaber the Kedusha, they're going to understand that Kedushas Yisrael has to be like a house. It has to be surrounded. And then we'll see the special chelik of Klal Yisrael. You know the Bagoyim, and the Goyim are going to know their seed, it says in Isaiah 61:9. And it's going to be known among the nations, their seed, and their descendants among the nations. All those who see them are going to see that they are the blessed seed of God, and the Zarim, the Ne'anechar, are going to be farmers and vineyard people. You're going to do the mitzvah of Lavda L'Shamra. And you, as it says in Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 6, but you, Kohanim of Hashem, Tikare, you're going to be called the Kohanim of Hashem. The servants of God, it's going to be said about it to you. The special Kedusha that the Kohanim have today to the Jewish people, we're all going to have. We're all going to be called Vatem Tiyum L'Lechis Koinim V'Kosh and the entire nation of Kohanim. Vatem Kohanei Hashem Tikare Mishartei Elokeinu Yamei Elokeinu. So, beautiful idea here, the ideological war between Yosef and Yehuda. Yehuda coming out victorious in the end, Mashiach ben David. And a lot more to say about this. I'll just conclude with the Bishulei HaShmua, the Sefer Shmot HaRaya, אז הרב הדרי, זכרונו לברכה, תמיד הוסיף כמה מילים בסוף השמועה, בשולי השמועה. אמר הרב, הבנת המחלוקת האידיאולוגית שבין יהודה ליוסף היא נקודת המוצא לחריזה הרעיונית מחוליית הפתיחה בימי השבטים עבור לתקופת ההתנחלות ולמלכות אפרים בימי בית ראשון, ומשם לגזרות היוונים ומלחמת החשמונים בימי בית שני, ועד לתקופה המשיחית. נשזר חוט המחשבה על פתיחות וסגירות ביהדות ביחסה לתרבות העמים. ועוד מה שכתב אמר רב במספי בירושלים, נדפס עם ביאור באורו בעמוד 752 ואילך, ובנאום בפתיחת האוניברסיטה העברית, מאמרי הראייה, חלק ב' עמוד 603, ובספר של רב צבי ירון, משנתו של הרב קוק בעמוד 312, ובספר באורו בעמוד 745. במהלך השמועה מוספרים יהודים נבואיים, יסודות הלכתיים, מאמרים מדרשיים, ומתפרשים כמה וכמה מאמרי חז"ל. והדברים היו פשוט מאירי עיניים ומרניני לב. Thank you so much for listening. And we still have the Shalosh Shidduch Trails of the Rav in 1930. And this was 29, Tafresh Tzadi, right before 1930. The end of the year, November, December, and we still have the drasha from 1930 from Tzadi Aleph, and then we have a few drashas of the Rav from Chanukah. This is really, really exciting. Okay, so please stay tuned for more. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.